Singer and songwriter Mary Chapin Carpenter joins us live today. We'll hear performances from the stage at World Cafe Live. Mary Chapin is known for her huge hits in the 90s, songs like I'm Lucky and He Thinks He'll Keep Her. Her new album, Ashes and Roses, deals with a very difficult period Carpenter went through lately that included divorce, the death of her namesake father, and a life-threatening health issue.
I wouldn't have wished it on anyone, but these things did all sort of happen in a sequence in the last few years, and it was kind of unavoidable in terms of being a songwriter and kind of looking out into the world and certainly looking inside of myself. It was inevitable that I would write about it.
Now, this album has kind of an arc to it. There's a lot of grief. We should say the grief we're talking about is your dad dying, your father dying. Now, if you were born in 58, he must have had a few years on him.
He was 30 years older than I.
Wow.
So, and he'd been ill for a little while. At any rate, you think that you're prepared for things when you have sort of advance warning, but I don't think you ever really are, no matter how much you tell yourself that you are. And grief is a strange thing. It comes and it goes. It keeps you company. It abandons you. There were moments in the last few years where I felt like I was almost used to it being there, which is a very strange sensation. It almost felt normal to feel so hollowed out. Happily, I don't feel that as much anymore. I definitely don't feel like I'm, have it all tidied up and, perfected and it's gone now, but it doesn't feel as acute as it did.
Here, why don't you pick one that you think has you sort of in the weeds with this the best?
Well, definitely a song called Learning the World.
Yeah.
That really, from the first lines, grief rides quietly on the passenger side. That came from this feeling that I had for a long time, like I'd get in my car and drive to town to do errands. And, I felt like I was doing a lot of ruminating in the car, in the silence. When I would have the radio on, just kind of as white noise in the background. And I just had the sense that sometimes I would just talk out loud, and I was talking to this sort of presence that was in the passenger seat, sort of being angry at times, being teary at times. And it almost occurred to me that the grief had become a companion. It was sort of dictating how I felt about everything. I'd be alone in the kitchen late at night, and it was almost like there was this other presence there in the kitchen with me, looking at me, and I felt like it was grief. Mm-hmm. The lyrics of the song do speak to that sensation of having this additional presence in your life. And it's a weird thing. It's not a ghost exactly, but just almost like this heaviness that every day is suffused with.
Well, we have a performance from the stage of World Cafe Live of that song. This is Learning the World, new music from Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Grief sits quietly on the passenger side, unwanted company on a long, long ride. It turns down the quiet songs and turns up the din. It goes where you go, it's been where you've been. Pushing your empty cart, mile after mile, leaves. leaves you weeping in the wilderness of the supermarket aisle. And in the late night kitchen light, it sits in a chair, watching you pretend that it's not really there, but it is. So it is, and you ask, are you predator or friend, the future or the past? It hands you your overcoat and opens the door. You are learning the world again, just as before. But the first time was childhood, and now you are grown, broken wide open, cut to the bone. And all that you used to know is of no use at all. The same eyes you've always had have you walking into walls. And the same heart can't understand why it's so hard to feel what used to be true, what's now so unreal, but it is. So it is, and you say, I wish I were the wind so that I could blow away. Grief sits silently on the edge of your bed. It's stroking your eyes and stroking your hair. The dear old companion is taking up air, watching you pretend that it's not really there.
Thank you so much.
Learning the World, live on stage at World Cafe Live. That is from the new album from Mary Chapin Carpenter, Ashes and Roses, and a wonderful depiction of going through the whole process of grieving and how it stays with you. Just a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Mary Chapin, I wanted to talk about another song in here because it's funny. When I first heard it, I interpreted it from my own experiences, and I assumed it was a song about your dad dying, but it's a song about divorce. It's called What to Keep and What to Throw Away.
Yeah.
If you've ever had to clear out a parent's house or apartment, it's very much like that experience. So it's interesting.
Right. Yeah, you know, I think that there's a certain overlap of things, of feelings and emotions to all of these experiences, from illness to divorce to grieving and loss of a parent or a loved one. There, you know, people talk about divorce as being like a death, and catastrophic illness just completely alters your view of the world and yourself if you've been able to get to the other side of it. So all of these things, I don't think it's, you're not the first person to tell me that initially they thought that song was about the loss of my dad.
Hmm. Tell me a bit about the illness altering your worldview.
Well, in my case, I suffered a pulmonary embolism in 2007, and I didn't even know what that was, before I went through it. And what it is basically is a blood clot that travels up into your lungs. And the reason it's so dangerous is that it can just kind of take your life instantly. It was only after I got out of the hospital that I really kind of sank under the weight of everything that had happened. And I think any time you have something like that occur where you come close to losing your life, or you have some sort of life-altering experience, you can't help but come out the other side feeling differently about yourself and about your life and what you want from it and the world. It's not necessarily like all of a sudden you emerge and you have a whole different personality, or, you're going to church every day or something like that. It's not like that exactly. At least it wasn't with me. I still don't go to church. It just forces you to, try to be as honest with yourself as possible, about who you are and how you make your way through the world. And certainly it's a lesson to really, make the most of things. It sounds like a greeting card sentiment, but it's just a truism.
Well, you certainly come aware of time, I would think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Passing of time.
And there's a song in here called "Chasing What's Already Gone," which I absolutely love. Which seems to be a lot about that. From the stage of World Cafe Live, this is the song. This is "Chasing What's Already Gone."
There's a big white house on a leafy street. On a summer's day in 1963, the station wagon's parked in the drive, with dents in the fender and wood on the side. There's kids and dogs in Instamatic hues, squinting hard in the sun. Not just yet, but one day too, they'll be chasing what's already gone. You grow up tall and you grow up tough. Try to never admit not feeling good enough. They tell you find your passion, then you'll find your way. Just trying to make it unscathed through every day. And it seems to happen nearly overnight. Life shows you who you've become. When there's no more mystery in the fading light, you're just chasing what's already gone. Yeah. Spells the far horizon, moving with you as fast as you can run. Half your life you pay it no attention, the rest you can't stop wondering what you should have done instead of chasing what's already gone. Thank you. I saw my father in a dream last night. He was smiling and saying, you're gonna be all right. And this morning I stared back at myself, feeling as empty as I've ever felt. But I keep on going and I hope I've learned more of what's right than what's wrong. It's ashes and roses and time that burns when you're chasing what's already gone. Ashes and roses and hearts that break. I tried so hard to be strong. It may be my worst but not my first mistake. I'm chasing what's already gone. Already gone.
Chasing What's Already Gone, another of the songs from Ashes and Roses, the new album from Mary Chapin Carpenter. We mentioned a kind of an arc to this album, and towards the end of the album, there's kind of touching song called New Year's Day, which I tell me about how this fit into the scenario for you.
Sure. Well, about three quarters through the record, or maybe a little sooner, there is sort of a shift in the songs, and it and that's sort of the point in the record where I sort of feel like the songs I was writing felt to me like I was sort of coming into another place or sort of reaching the other side of some of these experiences. And New Year's Day is a song I wrote. It was, I believe it was the last song I wrote for the record, in the sense that I wrote it just after New Year's last year, or this past year. I'd had a dream. And, you know, whenever I do remember my dreams, it seems to me on average they're like traumatic, or, you know, tornado dreams or something like that, you know, or racing to the classroom because I forgot to take the exam, you know, or, you know, and I'm in quicksand, so I can't get there fast enough. All those kinds of dreams that you have and you're traumatized by them. But I woke up after having this dream and I was happy. I felt filled up with just this love and happiness and joy for having spent this dream reconnecting with an old friend of mine who lives in Baltimore. And he and I sort of came up together in clubs and bars in Washington, D.C., playing open mics and hanging out together and with a lot of other musicians. And he's a great songwriter. And he would play the guitar and smash his hand against the guitar, a very percussive style. And he was just one of these dear friends of mine that I've always kept in touch with, but I haven't seen him in a long time. And I had this dream about just sitting in a bar in Baltimore and talking about our lives and being elbow to elbow. And this sense that all we ever really want in our lives, I think, we want to be known. We want to feel known by someone and ultimately accepted and loved and cared about. And in this dream, my friend made me feel that way. So I just tried to write this song and have all the details be in there.
And this is New Year's Day.
Sitting at a table in a bar in Baltimore. It's the last night of December and the room is nearly full. And the front door pulls a draft in every time it opens wide. and you are telling me a story from another time and life. And the waitress brings our order, and we're tucked in mighty close, and I feel like we belong among the living and these ghosts. And I know that I am dreaming as I memorize each part in the telling lies a reverie, in the details lie the heart. Like the folds of summer dresses, like the scent upon my wrist, like the way you played guitar, like a boxer punches with his fist. And taken or just lost to me, it's better now to say, I dwell in possibility on New Year's Day. There's a jukebox or a bandstand, and we're on another round, and the night's just getting started, or the night's just winding down. And your stories are not clouded yet by the ale or by the gin. They just make me feel as if I've known you all my life again. Like the folds of summer dresses, like the scent upon my wrist, like the way you played guitar, like a boxer punches with his fist. And taken or just lost to me, it's better now to say, I dwell in possibility on New Year's Day. What it looked like when we started walking home, the night sky bleached to silver against the city's bones. In dreams or in our waking, it's just enough to say, love and grace and endless flowers be ours on New Year's Day. Like the folds of summer dresses and the bangles on my wrist, and the way you played guitar like a boxer punches with his fist. And taken or just lost to us, it's better now to say, we dwell in possibility on New Year's Day. That's Duke Levine, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thanks, XPN.
New Year's Day, live on stage at World Cafe Live. Our guest today, Mary Chapin Carpenter, and that's another one that you will find the recorded version on Ashes and Roses, her new album. So did you get in touch with your friend in Baltimore?
Actually, I haven't.
Ooh, we better do that.
I told him when I was in the studio, I said, I wrote a song about my... After I had the dream, I got in touch with him, and I told him about it, and we had this fun set of emails. And then after I wrote the song and was recording it, I sent him an email. And then I realized I felt like that was putting a lot of pressure on somebody. And I didn't want to do that. So I know that we will eventually make our way towards a conversation. And it'll be fine.
Maybe in that bar.
Exactly.
Mary Chapin Carpenter, thank you so much for talking with us today and for these wonderful performances. And good luck on the road.
Thank you, David. It was wonderful talking to you.